Sing me a song, the last that is gone.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Outlander Cast, coming to you live from Providence, Rhode Island. So excited to talk with you about the season 5 finale of Outlander. We just finished it, of course, as a viewing party here virtually on whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. Many tears were shed, and I am so thankful that you've been able to tune in. My name's Mary Larson.
My name's Blake.
And Blake is getting our post-show ready, but we wanted to tune on in here with all of you who are here joining us now. I hope that you've got your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, your journey cakes, and maybe a wee dram or a White Claw, what have you. So please make sure that you are tuning in. Get yourself cozy as we are going to talk all about this finale that we just watched. So Blake and I, of course, podcast about Outlander every single week while it's in season. We are going to be having our own reactions recorded live tomorrow night, Monday night. But tonight, it's all about us as the virtual finale party. You know, usually we have people congregate together here in our home state of Rhode Island to watch the finale. The entire Outlander cast staff, the bloggers, the social staff, everybody, the clan moderators, we all get together with listeners of the podcast and readers of the blog to get together, watch the finale, and then chat about it together. But of course, due to COVID-19, we've had to shift things, and this is how the virtual party got started. So we want to take a moment to remind you that you can share this virtual party. Share it on your walls, on your stories. If you belong in an Outlander community, whether it's a local one or a virtual one, share it and have people come on in to talk about the finale that we've all just watched together. Well, we'd love to know your thoughts, of course. And know that Blake and I will be creating 2 more podcasts this week. We're going to be coming to you live tomorrow night, Monday night, around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Thursday night for the listener feedback episode around the same time, 8 p.m. as well. So you on Facebook have those reactions, the thumbs up, the hearts, the wow, the care. Throw those up to let us know how this episode made you feel. Hit that share button if you're on Facebook from the Outlander Cast podcast and blog page. If you're on Twitter, give us a retweet. If you're on YouTube, you could share it wherever you'd like as well. Let us know your thoughts. If you could sum up this episode with one word, with one adjective, how did it make you feel? How did it make you feel, Blake, in one word?
Thrilled.
Ooh, yes.
Thrilled. Thrilled on many levels. I think I said it during the finale, like during the viewing of it all. This is adult television. And I don't mean like, you know, you know, old Channel 42. I mean,
what does that even mean?
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
All right.
No, this is adult television. This was grown-up television. Mm-hmm. The way that this was shot, the way that it was written, all the callbacks. This was an extraordinarily interesting episode of television.
Yes.
Something that they should absolutely be proud of. There's some real risks taken here,
mm-hmm.
You know, real creative risks. And one of the things that we actually couldn't get to in the pre-show was the final thought that I had that I wanted to say for the finale before we watched it was I really wanted them to take risks.
Yes.
I really wanted them to do something that would
blow your mind.
Yeah, make me say, oh my God, I remember
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And they absolutely did that.
Oh my gosh. By having this like virtual reality of Claire as she's having this form of escapism during you know, her abduction and then the rape that happens to her, to have this escapism where she's able to really in her mind create Thanksgiving with all of these people in her family who she loves so dear, set in the late 60s.
Right.
Like mind boggling. What an incredible episode. I think if I had to give a one-word synopsis on this episode, I would use the slang that the kids say nowadays.
What's
and
that?
Say, shook.
Sure, you shook?
I'm shook after that episode. Of course, this was my second viewing. I did watch it as someone who got to stay up late until midnight. This was Blake's first viewing of the finale. Let us know in the comments if this was your first time watching it as well. If not, how many times have you watched the season 5 finale of Outlander? And hopefully, you know, this being another one added to that tally.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is not the formal podcast episode that we normally do. Normally, whenever you watch us, we have the whole thing ready to go.
Michelle Bissonnette on YouTube says, I was hella shook. She took it up to the next level.
But this is just reactions. This is our first initial reaction. This is something that really is, it's not just about us. It's about you guys. So please comment, tell us all the things that you have to say. We're actually going to have some reactions from some Outlander Cast clan members. Mm-hmm. Here, there are a couple of videos that were sent to me, unfortunately, that were corrupted. So we aren't
corrupted
able
corrupted by what?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm not sure what it was. I tried a kabillion different ways to.
It's okay, but we got in as many as
we could.
We got
as many as we could,
and we'll try to salvage the other ones for our listener feedback.
We're going
to
be here for the next hour, so for the next 45 minutes or so. So everybody, thank you. Thank you for joining us in this.
First
virtual finale party, all of us together.
What have you guys thought so far? This is, of course, our first time doing a finale party virtually. Normally, we're all together.
Right.
We've got food, drink, vendors, fun, merriment, music, and you get to see the bloggers and introduce yourselves to the social staff and the clan moderators. And yep. Myself and Blake, of course, have a live podcast episode. But, as I said earlier, due to COVID-19, we've just all had to stay home for the safety of everyone. But it doesn't mean that we can't enjoy Outlander, and it doesn't mean that we can't enjoy the community that Outlander has created.
Right. Kathy Henry here says, don't put me out of the circle of trust. Kathy Henry from Hall of Fame caller, Kathy Henry,
yes.
Says, don't put me out of the circle of trust.
You're safe.
But I think this was better than the series finale of The Leftovers. Mary says, you're safe. I say, you're not safe.
What does Lumos say? That is what all inquiring minds
Lumos,
want to know.
Lumos has taken her spot.
She has. She's ready. She's like, oh, you're back in the studio? Okay, cool.
Okay, good. We can
I
do
got
this.
My snack. We're good. We're good to chat about this season finale. So, of course, Blake, you and I are going to be having our regular recap episode tomorrow night, so we're not going to go too in-depth about it. But as you said, Outlander did take risks in this episode. Not only did they just portray gang rape, like, right. Which I haven't seen on television. Katrina Balfe needs to win a friggin' award this year, even if the award ceremony has to be done virtually. I mean, her acting in this episode, honestly, everyone's acting in this episode was phenomenal. I have got to say that Stephen Bonnet boiled my blood in this season.
Yep.
Lionel, however, might be raring to take over the reins as my most hated person in season 5 of Outlander. I'm just saying for me.
Well, all right, most hated, sure. I'll go along to get along with that. But my gut reaction says yes, he is a hated person and it sucked, and this is clearly setting up a confrontation between the Brown Jabronis. Actually, someone said, I think on Facebook, that I missed a really important thing.
Oh,
that I should be calling the Brown Jabronis the Jabronis.
Yes, that's perfect. New shirt.
So yeah, absolutely a new shirt. It's clearly setting up something for what's going to happen next season. Like, that is obvious. And clearly, they're alluding to it with the storm that's on the horizon.
Could you hear Hagrid? Harry, there's a
storm
coming.
this sets it up, by the way.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're welcome. By the way, Marvin, you're going to want to get your headphones in a relatively quick fashion. You're going to want to plug them in,
because it's not going to work without the cord plugged in. You'd think I was a professional podcaster after everything we've done tonight. Have you guys been liking the virtual finale party,
by the way?
Yeah,
that's my next question. I wanted to know what you guys thought about this bad boy.
Without my headphones plugged in, I feel very professional.
I want to know what you thought about about this experience. I hope that you like it. I hope that that this has been fun for you. I hope that this is something... We worked really hard putting it all together.
Fun fact, our children did wake up during intermission.
That actually did happen. Was like it was almost perfect.
I was
timed.
Able to shush them back. I was like, shh, stay asleep. We need to talk about Outlander.
Go to bed, kids. Yeah. Go to bed. This is something that we've talked about. And this is something that we do every year. Normally we have the finale party.
I was just thinking we need to make Jabronis like brownies.
Oh, that's a good one.
To brownies, brownies.
We should send them to Diana, like the salty balls.
Tammy Lish Spencer, I know you're on here now. We need some Jabronis brownies.
Yeah, Tammy, can we get some Jabronis? I love that. Intrepid baker extraordinaire, writer of Outlander cast, Tammy Leigh Spencer. Yeah, excellent. So, yeah, I think this episode took some risks. I was in on it.
Yeah, you and I as I said, we're going to be like delving deep because I have so much to say about this episode. We're going to be delving deep personally tomorrow night, correct?
Yes, we're going to be going live again tomorrow.
I just
tomorrow.
Know how much I need to like share because there's so much I want to talk
about. No, again, this is more about, you know,
you all, the party attendees.
Yeah, you know, what I was saying before is this, you know, we do this every year. We have a finale party and normally we all get together and we normally do that. Like that. But this has been an interesting experience. Even if we're all doing it virtually, we have the comments here. We have, you know, people here that are just loving Outlander. They're loving this. By the way, we got over 1,000 people watching our stream at one point.
Yay! And this will be available on the replay if you do have friends who missed it or live internationally who want to be able to join in as well.
And here's another thing that I would like to ask too, which is, would you guys like this to be one giant stream, or would you like me to separate it into three separate streams? The pre-show
for what?
For like post
for YouTube?
Yeah, for YouTube.
Oh, I think three separate streams would be easy.
And then another thing too, I'm thinking about putting this on the podcast.
I would agree. Go for it. Three separate things. Do it. Do it up, Blake.
So three separate things.
Do it up
for YouTube and the podcast.
Yeah, the pre-show, the during the show, the post show.
All right. Fair
so
enough.
Speaking of which, we've had people comment about this episode, right?
Yes, we have. Why don't we bring them up here? They're going to be up here on the screen. So just bear
I'll
with
be Vanna
me.
White. They're not going to be full screen, right? They're going to be behind us.
They're going to be behind us.
Okay.
And
Dawn Marie Craig says, three streams, please.
No, that's not what I wanted, Blake.
Ellen Sullivan says that she loved the virtual party, and then I didn't see the rest of your message, Ellen. I was seeing it for a hot second. Let's see if I can find it on my iPad.
For some reason, this one does not want... They don't want to go full screen here. View...
It's okay. We've done a lot of techie stuff today, in case you guys can't
tell. There
we
go. Got it.
Yes!
Sorry, here we go. So here's the first reaction...
Oh my god! I love Dorinda. This.
I know this is this. What
isn't this Lisa? This is Lisa.
Oh, this is Lisa. Sorry, yeah,
She's
this
with
is
the
Lisa.
Silver Fox. She's Jocasta.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, Lisa, this is stunning.
This is next level.
This is next level.
Hold
stuff.
On, Let's Silver see. Fox. Can we just give a cheers?
Oh, yes.
For Duncan LaCroix coming onto our pre-show.
Oh yes.
Wishing you all the most merriment and watching the finale of season 5, and then. Surprise, surprise, him being in the season 5 finale.
Right, exactly. Like, how great is that? And by the way, I just want to say thank you to Lauren Lyle also participating in this. And
Tim Downey.
And Tim Downey. Colonel Fraser!
Yeah, how funny that he was who you were thinking was going to be in this finale, and it was actually the other two.
I know. I was shocked. I thought
you
were
shook.
I was
you
hella,
were hella
shook. All right, let's get to Lisa. Let's see what she has to say.
Greetings, clan. This is 1960s Jocasta with the Silver Fox here.
Atta girl.
I am simply numbed by the story and the incredible performances in this final episode of season 5. From the disquieting beat of the Bodrum during the previously occurring shots, I knew it was going to be a completely gut-wrenching hour. The delivery of that sensitive subject was a most original visual play of torment and retribution. Claire's disassociation to modern day was brilliant, a mix of memory and a testament to the writing of all things Outlander, both show and book. The thematic elements, so many thematic elements, that lone orange set the tone immediately for me. The entire season has taken risks in adaptation, and this episode was the culminating reward for us in every way. What a way to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And a call out to that Mackenzie blood flowing in her veins, Marcelly. She needs a bit more of the inheritance, I would say. Until sometime next time, this is actually Lisa Margulies toasting to survival. Slaanjeeva.
Slaanjeeva.
Thank
Excellent
you, Lisa
stuff.
Ann. Oh,
Excellent
my goodness.
Stuff.
First and foremost, the fact that she's got a silver fox and she's Jocasta, but like 60s Jocasta. You can't go wrong with a costumer like Lisa Ann.
Right.
I mean, she is just Dynamite. One of she our gets favorite. It, man. Seriously. Way to go.
So all the people that are video commenting here are members at OutlanderCastClan.com. And we gave them the ability to do the video comments. And we obviously are clearly taking your comments here if you're not part of OutlanderCastClan.com on the feed itself. If you're not a member, I don't know why. All the nerds there are awesome. All the nerds there are just they're great, and
really it keeps this going. Like the way that we can make Outlander Cast and all of the podcasts that Blake and I do at MaryandBlake.com possible, as well as the blog, everything that we do is. Honestly, fiscally supported by OutlanderCastClan.com. So if this finale party has brought you joy and you want to continue hanging out with us, you can, of course, join at OutlanderCastClan.com. We've got some fun stuff lined up for our peeps there over the Droughtlander.
Yeah.
I know I just said a swear. I'm sorry. But there's going to be so much to talk about this episode. I cannot wait. Do we have another?
We got another. You want to keep going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it, man.
All right. Give me 1 second. Okay. Just vamp for me, Marvin. Vamp.
Oh, God. Watching that record play, first and foremost, I was getting all these feels from Lost. At first, where I was like, you know, we kept hearing this repetitive song. For those of you who've watched Lost, you know what I'm talking about. You know, with Desmond, but just being in the same place and being in this like hyperpigmented, you know, retro place and retro music. God, I have so much to say about this episode. It's like so hard for me to hold back.
You don't have to hold back. Just, you know, gut feelings, gut things that are just that are coming.
Here's my question.
Sure, what do you got?
Have you ever done that?
What?
Have you created a virtual reality in your mind? Because here's the thing. I saw some post on Facebook maybe a month or two before the coronavirus hit about how not everybody has an internal monologue.
Sure.
I thought everybody did. I do. Uh-oh. I'm one of those people that does. So I've had moments where I've had to like daydream in my mind. I've had to make this like dreamscape in my mind with people and with situations, and truly like other influences do come in and think it. And so it was very interesting because I've often done this at difficult times in my life, where I was watching this episode and I was like, I haven't been where Claire is. I haven't been in that significantly devastating of a situation personally, but I have had to like create my own reality in my mind to escape. And I didn't know if you ever have.
Well, do you want to know the odd thing about all of this, what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's very Leftovers-esque. Mm-hmm. If you remember the Leftovers, I'm trying not to do spoilers here, but, you know, the international assassin world.
Yeah. But I'm asking if you've ever done this.
Yeah,
when you
watch
this, were you like, yeah.
No, I've never done that.
So I'm interested to know if people watching have, because I'm wondering if it's those same people who have an inner monologue the way that I do, if we're also able to do this. Because obviously the writers did this because other people have had to do this. Other people have had to say, I'm rewriting the situation in my head right now. And I know that it's fictitious and I know that it's completely not real, but I'm rewriting it in my mind so I can escape.
Right.
And I didn't know if anybody else has gone through that.
Sure. We have someone here. Where is it? Come on, I can't remember. I can't see it here. I can't remember. You're not going to get credit. I apologize because I can't find it. We're getting so many comments.
Is it on Facebook
comments.
Or YouTube?
I don't know.
Twitter?
I think it might have been Facebook. Okay. Someone was saying that the song that was playing during the 60s, Never My Love, by the Association. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to call that out. A lot of people here are saying we should do a Lost podcast, Marvin.
That'd be a doozy.
Oh my God, I'd be in. Who wants us to do a Lost podcast?
Listen, Blake and I already have a couple plans that we're talking about, so hang on tight, Spider Monkeys. It's not Twilight. I know that I dropped that.
Would it be Harry Potter?
Oh my God, it might be. Who's right. down? Okay, let's continue with some Outlander Cast Clan feedback on this episode.
Here we go.
Hi, Dorinda Knight Noah from Weaverville, North Carolina.
Hey, Dorinda.
Our good, we agreed on. It was Roger and Bree coming back. Well, staying.
Yes.
We love that.
Yes.
Ike's better is
Ian and Roger when they all come together as a family to get the brand.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My better is Marcellie. I really wanted to be her. Lionel Brown needed to go.
Yep.
All right. Our best is, for me, it's the dreamscape with all the Easter eggs. For Ike,
Ian hitting that guy with a hatchet.
Yes!
I love Ian's character. I love Roger's character.
Right? Rainbow.
All about the killing. Have a great time. We loved it. Wow is all we can say. See you later.
All about the killing. Hashtag for the second half of Outlander
Dorinda,
finale.
I am absolutely cutting that.
All about the killing.
That will absolutely
with her
be...
sweet little accent. Where's Dorinda from?
I have no idea.
Dorinda needs to let us know.
Hey, she ain't from Ireland. I'll tell you that.
She's not from Rhode Island.
Not from Rhode Island.
Not from the weird hybrid of Boston meets New York. Blake, of course, has the Bostonian accent, which I like to pretend that I can do.
Yeah, you can't.
But I've got like a hardcore.
No, you got a good Rhode Island accent.
I've got like the nice mesh of the Boston, New York. Bring it on.
Dorinda, I am cutting that sound. That will absolutely be our newest drop.
God.
All about the killing.
Yes.
I can't wait for that. By the way, I just have to say this. Jamie looking up and saying, kill them all.
That you know who would do that? This girl.
That was an all time.
Would you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, if someone did that to you?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing. I'm wondering how many people were sitting there in Jamie's shoes. Let us know in the comments, because that's what I was thinking when I was watching it last night, 12 o'clock midnight.
Yep.
Blake was working on this show. Just so you guys know, what time did you stay up until?
4 in the morning.
4 in the morning he stayed up until this morning.
Working on this.
Working on all of this virtual party. So as I said, if you have enjoyed this, please let us know. It has been no small feat to try to recreate
Some semblance of our normal finale party.
Just pretend that there's like musicians and bagpipers and fun things going on and food. Hopefully you're eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or shortbread or having a wee dram or a White Claw. But honestly, I was sitting there as I watched Jamie approach Claire, and I thought, what would I do and what would I say? You know, if I were Jamie, granted, as I said while we were watching the episode, like, don't mess with the Taurus. You know what I mean?
Yep,
like,
absolutely.
Tauruses protect their family. You mess with their family, you're going to get the bull's horns.
Yep.
But I wonder how many other people sat there and said, yes, if my partner, if the person that I love most in this entire world had this atrocity happen to them, would I easily say, kill them all?
Yep.
Lumos.
By the way, I've decided that I'm going to close out the next episode of the podcast with "Kill 'Em All" by Metallica. Absolutely, that's it. "Kill 'Em All" by Metallica. That's a great album, by the way.
People are saying they've been having fun with the virtual party. Yay!
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, guys. We worked really hard, and like I said before, Mary hasn't had much of a Mother's Day today.
No, for fun fact, so since Blake stayed up until 4 working on this, he didn't go to sleep until 4:30. When the kids woke up at the wee hour of 7, which is actually kind of sleeping in for kids our kids' age, I no joke got up out of bed in my jammies, no bra on, but a shirt on. I always have to clarify that when I tell people that I'm not wearing a bra. A lot of men think that means I'm topless. No, women walk around all the time with shirts on and no bras. It doesn't mean we're flashing.
That's what she said.
Okay, just letting you know. So I'm like waking up, and the kids are like, "Mom, I really want a donut." So I threw on my robe. I threw the kids in the car at 7 a.m. because I'm like, "Gosh darn it, it is freaking Mother's Day. I've got a finale going on tonight. I'm gonna get these kids donuts and a coffee. I'm gonna put on the audiobook of Incredibles 2, and I'm gonna drive around the state of Rhode Island twice." For 2 hours, my neighbor next door was outside walking his baby twins as he saw me in my bright purple robe, braless, being like, "Get in the car. Dad's sleeping. I'm going to get you donuts. Just get in the car." And I drove around for 2 hours. I was like, "We're going to go look at the ocean. You can't get out. Mom's not wearing a bra. And you can't get out anyway because the beaches are closed." But no joke, our next door neighbor was like, "Happy Mother's Day, Mary." And I was like, "Oh, Blake's sleeping upstairs. I need to get the kids a donut to keep them quiet because he needs to sleep. Apologies that you're seeing me like this."
Oh, my
in
God.
My like grimace from McDonald's purple robe.
My God.
You're welcome. And they listen. Katie listens to our podcast, so I don't know if she got to know, because she was probably sleeping in on Mother's Day. But yes, I've already told Blake that I need to make up Mother's Day next Sunday, because I've been momming hard.
Oh, wicked hot momming. oh my God, get in the car.
Get in the car. I'm going to get you some donuts.
Some Dunkin'.
And then I'm going to take you to the beach. You can't get out.
We're going to go to the packy too and get some ciggies and beer.
The beach is closed.
We got to get the claws for tonight, kids.
Just eat your donuts and shut up. Okay, let's talk about this episode some more. As all these people are like, Mary's makeup and her dress, she's so classy. No. No, friends. I'm just like you. I am just like you. You want a fun fact? Leggings that don't match my dress. Because they're cozy. All y'all are shook right now. Welcome to the after party. I don't usually do that at our finale parties. You're welcome.
Oh my God, dude.
Blake was so sweet when I was deciding that I was going to wear this dress because our finale party t-shirts did not come in on time. They were delayed. And we were deciding what we were going to wear. And he said, I'm going to wear my Outlander Cash shirt. And I said, fine, I'll wear like my plaid teal dress because it brings me joy, except I'm going to be cold and I want to be cozy.
By the way,
I'm just going to wear my crazy leggings underneath and nobody's going
to
see it.
Mary, I have to play this for you.
Hopefully my mom doesn't get to this part of that podcast episode. She's always like, why do you share this stuff?
Oh, get in the car. I'm going to get some ciggies in
there. I just had to say that because everyone, I saw comments, people were like, Mary's so dressed up. And I'm like, little do they know.
Man.
Little do they know. I've got like the centimeter left of my pedicure.
Yeah.
From January, left on my toes. I've got these crazy leggings on.
Oh, man.
Okay, so let's continue with some feedback.
We got a bunch of people here saying that this is the best ever. This is awesome. You're a classy broad.
This is pretty much, like, you know what? This is the finale party that happens in the house. So all of our Outlander cast staff were able to actually stay in an Airbnb last year after the party. And we all went to an after party. And then we all hung out in the Airbnb, we were in jammies, and we honestly had Outlander playing for like 48 hours TV. This is what it was like. So y'all are here.
People are saying that Mary is all of us right now. My husband wants to know why I'm laughing so hard.
You're welcome.
LOL, Mary, I'm every woman.
I'm every woman. It's all in me. Can't believe the thoughts right now. Wonder what I'm mad to say.
Oh, man.
Do you know who sings that, Blake?
I don't.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, it's from The Bodyguard. Oh,
it's Whitney?
Yeah.
It's Whitney?
Yeah.
It is Whitney?
I'm searching for a spell. Something you can tell. Make a special brew. Let's land the plane and let's get to some more feedback because I could literally sing all of their lyrics. Put fire inside of you every time you feel a danger in me.
Heather is saying Blake is getting Sassenach wasted.
That was possibly the shirt that I was going to wear this evening and I decided to class it up on the top.
Yep.
Not the bottom.
People are saying it's Chaka Khan. That's not Whitney.
The version that I listened to.
I just had a false Whitney. You gave me a false Whitney moment.
It's on the Bodyguard soundtrack.
No, it's not.
I have the freaking CD. You want to?
You're spitting on. You are literally spitting on me.
Listen. So Chaka Khan, but Whitney sang it in the Bodyguard movie because it's on the Bodyguard soundtrack.
We're gonna put an end to this
instantly,
right now.
Originally Chaka Khan, but I have it by the Whitney version.
Okay. We're going to find out right now. Here we go.
It's fine if Chaka Khan sang it, okay? Whitney also sang it, and that's the version I know.
All right, well, we're going to see.
Can we get some feedback? People have shared this with their friends, and their friends don't know us.
They
just saw my leggings, and they're seeing us sing Whitney.
I have to put an end to this I'm every woman thing, okay?
It's on the Bodyguard soundtrack.
I'm looking at that right now.
Whitney Houston sang it while she pretended to be in love with Kevin Costner, which was such bad chemistry.
I have nothing. It is I Am Every Woman. Oh, it is there.
Honey, it was one of the like four VHSs I owned.
Bam! Just like that. A winner!
It was that, Dances with Wolves, Tatanka, E.T., and I'm Goonies that I taped off TV, so I missed half of it because
Whitney's,
of commercials.
Whitney's a cover, okay? Fair enough. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's get some more feedback. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got. We got one from Michael, Outlander Cast Clan. Michael, he's great.
Who has the most luscious voice?
The voice here is gorgeous.
Oh, and for those of you who have written in, and for those of you who haven't, we are going to be doing a Outlander Cast choral project where we are going to sing the Skyboat song. My hope was that we could have done it in time for this finale, but I was momming all week. And
wicked hot momming.
No joke. I just couldn't pull it together.
Well,
so
we were going to be,
and it's going to be something that we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. So if you did email me at outlandercast@gmail.com saying, I like to sing, I would love to do a choral arrangement of the Outlander Cast, of the Outlander Skyboat song, know that I'm going to be getting back to you probably tomorrow. And if you are a singer, male, female, whatever part you sing, I would love to have you sing along.
Karen Lane here says, Mary is always right.
Karen, thank you.
So we, Michael McGarry here, again, Outlander Cast Clan member, has done something very interesting. We got four people in one video.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Wait.
Four people.
We didn't even edit this. This is real life.
This is real life. I didn't do this.
And, oh my God, Michael's got some green screen action. He is at the ridge.
He's at the ridge.
He's ready to smoke out the locusts.
And he's a Florida Gators fan, apparently. So I'll take that. Go UF. Go UF. Okay.
Well, I don't know that that's a thing.
I'm an Ohio State guy. So, all right.
No,
I'll take
you're
it.
Not.
I am. My sister went to Ohio State. I'm basically a Buckeye. All right. Here we go.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi.
It's Kathy from Cleveland. And I'm so thrilled to manage to get us completely inside Claire's head without any voiceovers.
Oh, my God. Where's my tissue?
Hi, this is Veronica from Sunnyvale.
Veronica!
For me, this episode was off the charts. All the kills.
I'm shook again.
Fuel masterpiece with great choices from the very beginning.
Hold on. All of you, stop it. Stop it. This was great. This is awesome.
This just made my life.
This is awesome. All right, let's continue.
Beginning to the very end.
Hi, it's Lacey from Fort Worth.
Lacey!
I want to just say that Ian has completely turned around. He's a complete and total hot babe from the Highland.
Yep.
He's a Mohawk warrior.
Yep. Amen.
All of the horses.
Yes, Lacey.
So many horses.
This is Michael from Shawnee, Kansas. And
Michael.
My initial reaction was shock and awe. And also, Roger and Bree have earned their ruby red slippers. I just haven't seen them in Kansas yet.
Yes!
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was literally the virtual version of a warm hug. Because that's one of the things that I love at our Outlander Cast finale parties when we've had them in real life, is to like meet people who I've been able to read their names or see their comments in the Outlander Cast clan on Facebook and to say, oh my God,
it's you.
And you're here.
I know you.
Thank
Santa,
you,
Santa, I know him.
Ian was so freaking hot. He's so much younger than me, but dang.
Oh, man, that was great. Guys,
Mohawk Rambo.
That was awesome.
Thank you, guys.
That was freaking
Thank you, Mohawk Rambo. Yes.
Mohawk. You know, again, this is the beautiful part of doing these finale events where we're together. and even here we're doing it virtually, and
this has been tons of fun, by the way.
You know, this has been a lot of fun.
I did just show my leggings and crotch.
Yeah,
everyone,
yeah, you did
on social media.
You
which
did,
is
and
next
you
level.
You basically almost killed me. It was close.
How did I almost kill you?
You made me laugh that high.
Oh my God! I thought I like whacked a microphone or something in the process because I do.
You did spit on me. Luckily, we're married. We're good with that. But no, that was a dream team of callers.
Seriously.
I had a commenter here say that on Facebook. That's a dream team of callers.
Agreed.
From the listener feedback episodes. And thank you guys. That was awesome. That was basically...
Amanda C. said, Kathy from Cleveland.
That was basically the...
Oh, Catherine Henry said we had a fun little Zoom meeting putting it together.
Oh, that was great.
I love it.
That is great. Melissa Mack says, Ian is winning. He and Marcy are my favorite characters from this season. So glad Ian came back. And Marcy is just, badass. Love.
Seriously.
Listen.
P.S. Melissa Mack is frontline. She is a nurse. rocking out with babies right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All the love to Melissa, as well as any other peeps who are out there working their tails off nowadays. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is great, guys. I mean,
Astrid said you're wearing a bra tonight. You're welcome, Astrid. You're welcome.
So many good bras happening right now.
Don't you hate this thing? Like, what the hell? You want to know what I do with this?
What'd you do?
First off, this
you
is
cut
like,
it off?
Well, some people cut it off.
Yep.
Other people put it like on their hanger. I tuck it in my bra.
Oh.
So my bra doesn't show.
Oh, look at you. So for those of you who are listening to the podcast right now, later on.
Oh, there's people doing that. I forgot.
Yes. You know the little hangy things that you get in dresses that you're supposed to put on the hook? That's what Mary's talking about right now.
I really hope my mom's still watching this.
You know.
She'd be like, I taught her well.
I just want to say, Ian was a fracking badass. He was a fracking badass.
Putting
this season.
That war paint on.
Just smearing, I don't know what it was. It looked
what
like blood.
Was that?
It looked like blood, but I don't know. Maybe he like
hopefully
cut
not
his
Jordy.
Hand.
Yeah. Yeah, just useless. Thanks,
well,
buddy.
Hey, you know, while we're here.
Waste not, want not. Reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Thank you. Oh, just went there. But then he had the like half face. He's got the two lines and with the double clutch of the weapons. Gosh dang it.
Oh man, that was great.
Butt.
Throwing tomahawks at people.
Can we also give a shout out to Fergus with the wood hand karate
just
chop?
Boom! Boom!
He's like, I've been watching Taekwondo videos in quarantine. I got this. Boom, man. If you missed the wooden hand Fergus karate chop, please make sure you look for it in your rewatches.
Oh, and go get your Frontier Chic shirt at the Mary and Blake store.
Frontier Chic.
That was awesome. I love that shirt. That's a great shirt.
Karen says, shout out to Mary's mom. My mom, who also has kept our bairns busy by reading them stories.
That's
she was
true.
Actually reading to them Indian in the Cupboard.
Oh, look at that. How apropos.
Yes, right?
How apropos. Yeah, you know, Mary's mom helped us out today.
I was like, Mom, you usually watch our kids for some portion of our real life finale parties. Can you just read to them on FaceTime until they fall asleep and then stay on the video to make sure they stay in their beds?
Yeah.
She's got sense.
We have a bunch of people here saying that it was actually a hook. It wasn't a hand. It was a hook.
He was like, let me switch that out.
Now I'm going to go to deadly mode.
Yes.
See this? It's a registered weapon.
He was like the guy from How to Train Your Dragon who switches out the different appliances.
Gobber. He's Gobber.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's probably got a drawer in his house.
Just full of attachments.
One with a spatula.
I got to have a spatula.
Oh, my God. The best spatula.
I bet you
ever.
He's got a fork. Do you think he's got a fork?
Does he have a dildo?
Ah!
That's the question. You're welcome. After party. Listen, we can talk about the bubbies, the Dorcas and bubbies. Can we listen to another caller, please? Stephanie Holm just said, "Aw, your mom." I really hope my mom wasn't here for that.
Oh, my God, Mary. Oh, my God. That just happened.
You're welcome.
That just happened.
This episode not brought to you by White Claw.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This is why Blake married me.
Wow. Because
I'm classy.
That's my bride, dude. Oh, my God. That's my bride. That's my... Does he have...
You know what I can't wait for? In like 100 years from now, when my great-grandkids are like, what did great-grandmama do? And they listen to all this.
Dude.
Right. Let's be classy.
Okay, so I just want to...
This friend right here is wearing our finale party t-shirt.
She is?
And the tartan. She's much classier than
by
me.
The way, so I just want to say this.
Can I sit like this?
This, first of all, this episode's definitely brought to you by White Claw. Okay? Secondly, this is the After Doc show. This is what it is, basically.
Yeah.
This is so...
This is what it's like.
If you guys go to OutlandicCastClan.com...
Except there's snacks.
Yeah, we usually do have snacks. You could tell we haven't been eating. So, what I want to say is, if you go to OutlanderCast,
we haven't eaten since lunch.
No, we haven't. If you go to OutlanderCastClan.com and you want to check out what the After Doc show is like, this is it. This is it's just us shooting the stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't say the real thing. No, on the After Dark show, I could, but here I can't. So go to AllinaCastClan.com and get the After Dark show.
I need to recreate Claire's makeup, by the way. That's going to be something that I do this week.
We've had a couple of Hall of Fame moments on this reaction show alone.
I'm telling you, tomorrow night, my makeup, maybe even my hair. Maybe I'll wear red. Maybe I'm going to be Claire.
Oh, I like
it. I'll like really curl my hair under, and I'm going to do that like cut crease with the black and the white, and I'll wear something red tomorrow. If I have something that I do have something that red, it will not be the same, but I'm going to wear red for Claire.
We have a bunch of people saying, and now Blake is Sassenach wasted. I'm not Sassenach wasted, but I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Melissa Max is liquid dinner. Have another like White Claw.
I know.
We miss you from Melissa. The last time we saw Melissa, we were on a cruise together.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yes. Everybody's saying that this is absolutely what the After Dark show is. It really is. Yep.
With more Lumos. Where did Lumos go? Lumos? Lumos is ashamed of us.
I know. She's like, they've been drinking.
AKA ashamed of me.
Yes. Everyone's saying, yes, please. Please do a Claire look.
I'll do it.
Then Marsha Cronin says, how to tell when hosts have been drinking too much White Claw.
You're welcome.
Bernadita says, what is White Claw? Is it wine? Is it sparkling wine? Is it light beer? Well, read it right off the can.
It's seltzer. So if you like seltzer water, like Poland Spring, with some kind of alcohol in it, I would assume vodka. I don't know. But it's low calorie. It's bubbly. And if you like flavored seltzer water,
this is your jam. This is your jam.
Or if you're trying to watch your calories.
Oh, man. Okay. 100, I think it's 100. Yeah, 100 calories per
look
bottle.
At this. Rose Ryder Baker says, my husband just said, I'm going to bed. I have no idea what you're doing over there on your laptop, and I almost choked. Giovanna says, any thoughts on the significance of Claire's dress? I was expecting something blue. The red dress, Giovanna. So the red dress from France.
Yes.
When it was like all the thing. Like she came on down and she was like, I'm going to bounce chicka wow wow. That's what I think. And she had the red shoes.
And not only that, but red is usually the color of conflict. Red is usually the color of hatred and ugliness.
How many Easter eggs do you think we can find from the 60s flat?
This is a zillion.
Dream world.
The whole dream world was banana land.
We've got the orange. I mean, of course, we're going to be talking about this again tomorrow, but we got the orange from hearkening back to season two as well, mm-hmm. when Claire, you know, does the King of France you know, take care of everything that she's got to go on with Jamie, and she takes the orange on her way out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we got that orange.
Yep.
Like, you can take my body, but you're not going to take my heart.
Bonnie Pernick asks, the Mackenzies killed in a car accident. Something, what does that represent for Claire and her dream state? And my gut tells me is that Claire knows that, you know, Roger and Bree are not around, at least to her interpretation.
I took it as like, so Claire's imagining this, like, you know, I'm gonna think of something else to help me escape. And we got to see, of course, Lionel at the dining room table during Thanksgiving. We got to see Lionel in the reflection in the window. So Lionel was still creeping in. She's trying to create this escapism, this dream sequence with her and her family at Thanksgiving. But the truth of the matter is you can't escape how terrible this is.
Right.
So here she is about to have dinner. And the truth of the matter is that no, like, you're not okay. So
and
that's
Jamie saying that she was shaking so bad, you know, it was from, you know, I think the premiere almost. I think that's what it was from.
Yeah, what episode was that?
Maybe it was 102.
We also have, did you notice the wallpaper was the same as the Laird's room at Lollybrock? I didn't notice that.
Did not notice that. That was excellent stuff.
Yes, so many little things. And that's what I can't wait to talk about more is these little Easter eggs. But let's have our
friend. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Here we go. And
she's been up here this whole bloody time. And when she watches this on video, she's going to be like, why did you keep me paused forever?
All right, here we go. Let's bring it up.
Hey everybody, it's Stephanie from Albany, California.
Stephanie.
And I first just wanted to say it has been so much fun watching and discussing the episodes with you guys all season. It's really been such a treat. Before I talk about this week's finale, my daughter also wanted to say something to you guys.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day, Sassenach.
Oh my God!
Okay, so as expected, this week's finale was tough.
I hope your daughter doesn't watch this.
You know, some challenging subject material. I think the show did a really good job not only of showing this kind of trauma in a different way that they've shown before.
Agreed.
Being true to ways that people actually experience, I think the use of dissociation for Claire both was real and mm-hmm. also really was a remarkable way to give us more information about her character.
Agreed.
The fact that home to her has that blue vase, mm-hmm. has thistle wallpaper in one yes. of the rooms that at least looks a lot like the wallpaper from Lollybrock, even if it's not the exact same, I'm not sure. Mm. Has, you know, all of these people that she loves. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really fascinating that so many of them were in really, you know, 60s, 70s appropriate clothes, and Jamie's clothes were almost right for the period, but not quite. It really showed how much, you know, even in her mind's eye, she can't fully pull him into the future. I thought that was really fascinating. Of course, the use of the rabbits tying her to both Jamie and Bree, and the orange as she's reclaiming her agency, just as she did
yes.
after that scene with Louis and France. I thought that was really amazing. But I thought just in general that the, you know, acting was phenomenal this episode. The way that they explored the characters and the relationships just blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
I teared up both times I watched as both Ian and Fergus both joined in and said that they kill on her behalf.
Yes.
It was just remarkable and so well done. Yeah, I was just floored by the whole episode. I left a set of long comments in the Facebook thread, so you can see more of my thoughts there if you want. But thank you all again.
Thank
and
you.
To leave on two really quick happier notes. So one, that weird whatever the other show was that Starz was trying to push, at least on Amazon, the preview came on before the show started. And so
good.
The very first things that we saw were a shot of a harbor and what looked like a pride parade. And before it was clear that that was a preview for another episode, I may have exclaimed aloud, where the have Roger and Bree ended up?
Oh
so yes. that was funny when I realized yes. that was a preview for something else.
Yes.
And then the last thing is, maybe this has already been discussed today, but Bear linked to an article on IndieWire yesterday mm-hmm. saying that the soundtrack is being released May 15th.
Boop, boop.
So yay, I'm super excited about that.
Pumped, Stephanie.
Love you all. Bye.
Oh my God, so much love. So here's the scoop. Exactly. When I watched it at midnight, there was this preview for the show that takes place in Provincetown, which I don't know if everybody knows about P-Town. If you're not from New England, I don't know. Does everybody
yes.
know about P-Town? Is like P-Town a known thing?
I don't know if it's a known thing, but it's just where...
It's just a magical land where
yes.
all sorts of amazingness happens. It's a beautiful place to vacation, but there is also a ton of partying. And yeah, the P-Town show preview happened, same thing, Stephanie, for me, at midnight tonight. And then I was expecting it to happen for today, and then it didn't when we watched it. You know, at 8 o'clock.
Right.
So interesting.
Right.
But Stephanie, thank you so much. Your daughter is freaking adorable. Oh my God.
So we got about 2 minutes left here.
Okay.
Because we got some other things that we want to get to before the end of this podcast, and we did say that it would only go till 10 o'clock.
All right.
As much as I could sit here and chat with you guys for the rest of the evening and have Mary just give me a heart attack.
People are saying no, they don't know about P-Town, but our friends in New England say it's a known thing.
Oh, well, so P-Town is great. It's a great city, and it's an
accepting... A lot of people are saying yes.
It's an accepting city, and that's what I like.
Yes.
It's one where you can go and be yourself and do the things that you want to do and enjoy your life. So I'm all about P-Town. I'm all about it. I don't know about the show, but I'm all about P-Town. And it's beautiful, too. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What it's just awesome. Mary, before we sign off here, do we have any...
Do we have any more?
No, that's it. That's
okay.
The end. Like I said, we had a couple of more, but the files that I received were corrupted, so unfortunately, they wouldn't open. I couldn't do it. And
it's all good.
I apologize for those of you who sent them in. If you want to send in some voicemails or something, or if you want to get your comments on OutlanderCastClan.com coming up, please get them
Bailey
on.
Bailey chimes in asking, what in the world was the water dripping referencing?
Yeah, so the water dripping thing, to me, that symbolized the fact that even though Claire was looking at her perfect, you know, in quotes, perfect world
yeah.
where everybody is in the future, everybody is safe, everybody has these roles in the future,
mm-hmm.
and she's putting herself away
mm-hmm.
from the trauma that she's experiencing. There's also something that's happening that is preventing that from being the perfect world. It's a call to reality. It's something that makes her recognize this isn't what you think it is. It's a recognition of reality that it's still just a dream. Your perfect world has flaws. You can't escape your own reality. So that was my experience with it. You know, some people here are saying that Linda Hoyle says it's leaking like the Beardsley's house. Yeah, that could be a good callback to me. Looking back at the Beardsley's thing, that was a waste.
Oh my goodness gracious!
So, but whatever that, but it doesn't matter. So,
looking back, wait, on the Beardsley's what?
It was a waste of time.
The Beardsley's episode?
Yeah.
I disagree, but continue.
No, that's fine. That really is fine.
Oh, the Beardsley's.
Yeah, the Beardsley's, not the Browns. The Brownsville episode.
I think the Beardsley's was them saying, let's be artsy.
Let's get weird.
Let's do some weird stuff and let's have fun.
Right.
But
I would, if we're going
to. I think it's also important because Jamie does a lot of killing in this season. Like, he goes to, you know, he goes to battle at Alamance. And now he literally slays like all these Brownville guys.
Sure.
And I think it's important to see this important side of Jamie that does care about his faith and it does care about, you know, killing somebody. So
Gina Mulder here says, also, do you think the accident was a callback to Frank's accident? Absolutely.
Yes, 100%. Yes, 100%. That even if they go to the future, who's to say they live and they're safe? You know, because that's obviously something that's deeply seated in her. You know, who's to say that they don't get sick? Who's to say that they don't get into a car accident? Just because you leave, you know, the past doesn't mean that you're going to live a long, fruitful life.
Yep.
And that's something that probably Claire's always thought.
Well, ladies and gents, we're going to wrap it up here in about a minute or so. It's 10 o'clock. Stick around for the end. We're having special messaging.
Yes, please stay.
Please stay. There's some special stuff that we have planned here from all of us at Outlander Cast staff. You know, for all the support and all the amazing podcasts.
It won't
podcasts.
Take long. I promise. We're not asking you to stay forever.
A couple of minutes extra. You know, this is really all about you guys. In this amazing community that has somehow found its existence, somehow coalesced, not only around you and I, Mary, but also the writers and everything that happens on the blog. And the community has even coalesced around itself. I mean, we have people who have met each other through the clan and through Facebook and through the podcast and doing their own Outlander things and having their own parties and their own podcasts.
Yes.
And their own
planning trips, like meeting each other. I mean, Blake and I honestly started Outlander Cast because we didn't know anybody else that wanted to watch this show and wanted to talk about it. And it literally started from us talking on our dining room table with two mics in hand, saying maybe someone will listen to us. Maybe someone will want to watch these shows with us and dive deep into these shows. Not only have we been able to include an amazingly dynamic staff from around the world, whether it's blog or social media or clan moderators, but we have an entire you know, clan. We've got a whole clan. We've got a whole family. So thank you.
So just as a reminder to everybody who's watching now, if you missed any of this whole, let's see how long this has been going now.
It's about 3 hours.
Come on.
It's 10 o'clock. So we started around 7:15.
Where's my mouse? I can give you, it's been 2 hours, 45 minutes, and 54 seconds. If you've missed any of the prior 2 hours, 45 minutes, this will all be available in separate videos to watch, probably divvied up by about an hour each. It'll be on YouTube. It will be on Facebook. It will be on the podcast. Anything that you missed, it will be here. So please just go back there and take a listen to it. Let us know.
Know that we will continue to be bringing you content this week, especially. You can, of course, become a patron of ours at OutlanderCastClan.com. If you've enjoyed anything that you've had this evening, know that our patrons at OutlanderCastClan.com keep this content rolling, and we truly appreciate it. Blake and I also podcast about a ton of other things. You can find that at MaryandBlake.com. We're going to be having some fun stuff to keep you busy throughout all of Droughtlander, but dinna fash, we've got loads of stuff coming up, and of course, our blog staff is going to be churning out amazing content throughout all of a Droughtlander to keep you integrated in the Outlander fandom.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, I'm just going to say it here. Thank you. Thank you for everything this season. Thank you for the past number of years. We know we have at least one more season here for Outlander.
Yes.
We got at least one. I'm hoping that we got at least four more. Who knows? But we know we have one more. And you know, this feels like a culminating thing for us here. So thank you. Thank you so much for supporting us, being members at OutlanderCastClan.com and helping make all this
and helping
go
us
around.
Feel not alone, especially in times like this. Honestly, you guys have become a big portion of our friends and our family. We truly, truly appreciate that.
Yep.
So without further ado,
we're going to pass it off to
the Outlander Cast staff,
the rest of the staff who have something to say to you guys.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Outlander Cast Clan. I'm Ashley Crowley from Roswell, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta in the United States. I've been a part of Outlander Cast since 2015 as one of the original staff writers that came on board when the blog launched. And I've also had the great joy of serving as one of the editors since 2016. It's been a really fun ride. Not unlike season 5, also a fun ride. This has been another awesome season, and it's an honor to be part of this community with you. So from the editors,
writers,
social media team,
and moderators,
on behalf of the entire Outlander Cast staff,
and of course, our awesome Mary and Blake,
thank you so much for being such great supporters of ours.
It's been an awesome season, and thanks for joining us on the blog, the podcast, the clan gathering, and everything else.
Thank you.
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 Thank you.